You're listening to the NAC Radio Network.
For those unfamiliar with modern stereo terminology, a turntable is a mechanical device.
And suddenly, it's more lost time, a special lost time. So that's why I put that thing at the beginning, because this is a special. So it's a Yola Tango summer for me, more so than usual anyway, because of this great book, Big Day Coming, Yola Tango and the Rise of Indie Rock by Jesse Jarno, which came out a couple of months ago. I've been mining my Yola Tango collection, which is the deepest part of my music stack, and I couldn't help but want to do some podcasts that focus on all this stuff, and one in particular just for James McNew of the band. When I hear those jungle drums at the beginning that tell me it's time for a special, my heart leaps. I stole old magic. I know, it's not fair. Maybe you don't feel it. I do. I hate to hear myself say it, but kids today are spoiled. When my son grows up, what's he going to hear that sort of pulls that Pavlovian lever inside of him? His ability to watch anything he wants or hear whenever he wants, play any game. But if you're my age, when we were kids, we had to time it just right. If the Peanuts showed up on TV and we were still in the bathroom or pulling on our pajama bottoms, we were screwed for a full year to see whatever scene we missed. I didn't like to miss the Dolly Madison cake commercials. I couldn't get a Dolly Madison cake in Manchester, New Hampshire. So those commercials before a Peanuts TV special were my only shot at seeing a Dolly Madison zinger. It was all more lost time. James has this great solo side project. He makes records every now and then under the name Dump. He's actually been doing that a little bit longer than he's been in Yola Tango. And I want to play some of my favorite of the rarest Dump music here. There's a lot of Dump cover tunes, so we should start with a couple of those. The first is from a limited two-disc edition of a 1995 Dump record. Here's a cover of a classic Ronettes single that you probably know. And it's the title track from that set. It's called I Can Hear Music.
It's the way I always dreamed it would be. The way that it is, oh, when you are holding me. I never had a love of my own. Maybe that's why when we're all alone.
Baby.
And that's a version of The Lie, which was originally by the Alpaca Brothers from an EP called Legless on Flying Nun Records. Flying Nun and the Australian scene around that label looms large in the Yola Tango legend in general. And that's that dump version is from a 1997 single, and a really good version of that song, actually reasonably faithful to it, but not so much that it doesn't seem worth having. So let's hear a couple of dump originals. The first is another cut from the disc I Can Hear Music, but that'll turn into a cut from one of the earliest dump recordings. But first, from 1995, this is Liberty Spikes. No postcards. It used to run so deep until it all dried up. It used to be so close. It used to read my mind. It used to take it all in stride.
Thank you.
That's from the first Dump record from 1992, a 7-inch single in sleeves that were individually hand-painted using watercolors so that each of them was unique and different. That's a tune called Christmas Card. And speaking of unique and different, this is an important time to hear from our sponsor.
This is Cher. Among the poorest people in this country are the first people in this country, the American Indians. The care you give them will set the stage for your child's lifetime of dental health. Ancient cultures whose people have known little but hardship for more than a century. And they'll act as space-saving stand-ins for the stars of the show, the permanent teeth. Cherokee, Navajo, Apache practice good dental care from the very beginning. To learn more, ask your dentist or write to me, Cher, Westport, Connecticut, 06880.
Well, that was unique and different. That was almost as if, I'm not sure Cher knew what she was talking. It's almost as if she was trying to do two different public service announcements that got kind of mixed up. I don't know. Back to the music, though. James McNew probably got the most attention ever for Dump in 2001 or 2002, I think, when he released this cassette of cover versions of songs by Prince. The cassette was on the Shrimper label, and it sold out really fast and was eventually re-released on CD with a handful of extra songs. And that's now out of print, too. I think what people like most about it is that it's not played for laughs or foolishness. Yeah, it's really creative music on it, but it's also played pretty straight. I want to play a couple of those cuts. We'll hear the Dump version of How Come You Don't Call Me Anymore, but first, this is Raspberry Beret.
I planned it. sauce wrong. Always thought you'd be by my side, and now you're gone.
Couple of the Dump Prince covers. Most of James' solo music doesn't sound much like Yola Tango because it's his own, but at the same time, what he puts into Yola Tango is himself, so naturally there are moments of Dump that make it a little harder to draw a line between the two bands. Now we got time for one more, so let's use it for the best example, I think, of that kind of a cut. From 1994 and a 10-inch vinyl record by Dump, this is its title cut, International Airport. Thank you. from 1994, and Dump, that's International Airport. Thank you for listening to this special Yule Tango-related edition of More Lost Time. Now, there's a new limited edition Dump record out. You can order it at matador.com. You can subscribe to this podcast at iTunes. The email address is morelosttime@gmail.com. Twitter is @morelosttime. This show is written and produced by Kurt Reception and Phil Harmonic. And the program was produced by Tony Nominee. Thanks for listening and keeping track of More Lost Time.